The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out.
Don't wake up, America, on the other side. Parker Pathways. September 6, 2007, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is hour two, and part of Waking Up America is to let you know exactly what is happening in all of the aspects of control of water, food, mind, and politics, and war. And involved in that, we'll be getting into the Pope's green message, which he gave in Laredo, Italy, in the past week, and he is saying that at the he did this at the shrine of the Virgin Mary, and he said that the world's water supply is particularly needs to be preserved and shared equally and equitably to avoid future war conflicts. It needs to be preserved because it unfortunately becomes a source of strong tensions and conflicts if it isn't shared in an equitable and peaceful manner. Well, when we started Parker Pathways, I gave all of the situation rooms that I could give to the public in terms of the future war over water and how it is being developed in terms of how the whole setup on the religious aspect of how water is to be divided among the new nations that are going to be formed in our lifetime. And the whole process of the water is to be shared in an equitable concept, then we should have some right to vote on what goes in our food and water. That's what the United Nations says. It says, well, water's a right. I come along and I started Parker Pathways in terms of waking up America. That's what my bumper music is all about, is the fact that if we have a right to the water, then we should have a right to say what goes in our water and how it affects us and how the fact that reusable water is used on our food to poison us. But I'm going to come back on the other end, and the call in is 800-313-9443. We'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll discuss the Pope.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Beckway. Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is September 6, 2007. And if you have more comments to make about the Pope's message in terms of water shortages and how it's threatened the planet for the next war. And the other little message that's going in there is part of the teachings that are being taught by really socialist professors at universities. They're trying to make it that the instead of saying it's that we're the me generation, that we are the we generation. And part of the we generation is the idea is to have, according to the Pope, we have to have true love, a sober and solid lifestyle, loving, sincere, and pure relations, an honest commitment to studies and work, the profound interest in the common good. There's nothing wrong with saying something like that. Love and gratitude, I've talked about it many times in terms of Dr. Emoto, the professor from Japan, who worked on the idea of changing the water crystals through mind power and how it was all benevolent. But the whole problem, the whole process is that if this doesn't come out right in terms of making the profound interest in the common good, then that should be part of your confession. So this is what I'm trying to get to, is the fact that this tag that's being made by the United Nations and through religions is to me, in my opinion, is sinister, because it's avoiding the other facts of the fact of you either have the process by which you improve the human condition, or you do not. You do not. And there is a whole process by which research, medical research, and concepts of the countries that are taking over the process of gene therapy, and the concept of people working on the job, the concept of working on the thing, you know, the whole process where they want to put, in some countries they want to put chapels in the workplaces in Europe, so that the workers can make their confessions of their ecological sins. This brings me to a, I'm coming back to it, you know, wake up America. It's coming. It's here. The whole process of the control mechanism of the propaganda systems by which people are saying, well, there's one process and there's not, and there's our process. And this puts us in back into what I was talking about in the first hour, the idea of saying, well, we're going to get you your compensation on your job, or you're going to work on a thing, and, you know, working. I just want to give you a very basic, fast comparison of a rating schedule that happens. I'm going to compare California with the rest of the nation in terms of such things like the rating schedules are set up by Workman Compensation Administrative Judges. They're also set up by legislators who control the amount of money that flows through the economic system, why they promote the concept of immigration, why the unions will say, we want health care for our people. Well, the health care is not for their people. It's for the process of controlling the money on the other end, which is under the bond system of the investments in the corporations. And if you did that and you were running a business, you could be put in jail for doing that. Because that's a federal offense to take your money and put it into what's called a quasi-trust, put it back into the system and pay it back, and use the unions as a front. That's what the deal is. So you can take, let's just take very quickly, let's say the loss of a leg, or the loss of a leg at the hip, and you're on a job. Now, in California, the compensation for the loss of a leg at the hip as of only a week ago was $61,435. The national average for the loss of a leg at the hip is $114,522. Let's say you lost a foot. In California, it would be $28,820 based on the rating systems. And the national average is $80,977. And the loss of a toe in California is $660, and the national average is $4,974. In California, the loss of a thumb is $21,010, national average $39,014. The loss of an eye in California is $14,714, national average $74,558. The hearing loss in one ear, California, is $5,280, and then you lose your job. National average, $30,655. under the immigration laws and the concept of the being able to have people lose their jobs in hospitals because they object to the concept of immigrants getting free care and in terms of being in the government support, those figures I just gave you for an immigrant, an illegal immigrant in the United States of America under SPP and put it forth, which they just signed 2 weeks ago to promote. This has been going on for some time. The immigrants, illegal immigrants, get this kind of money for free. For free. So the whole thing, and you want to talk about health care and the people that are promoting this and the political campaigns, let me tell you something. The whole process of being able to get the kind of care you need, like let's say that you have a need for gene therapy, which is the coming medicine. Your chances of getting that therapy are very slim unless we have a change in the legislative and the conceptual acts of how we develop a process system, a legal system by which we can promote the concept of discovery legally and discovery methods in the grand jury system and the constitutional amendment to put it forth. The Pope is saying, well, just don't worry about that. Do not be concerned about that. Do not, I think his words are very clear, but don't be persuaded by that. The whole concept, all you do is just have a good life, follow the whole thing and the process, and you'll go, you know, like sheep is a thing. I admire the Pope. I don't have any problem with him personally and the rest of it. But I want to tell you something. He knows the next war is over water. And God bless him. He knows it. I put it out, and when I started this show, I put that out, and all I got was static from every leading union hack and every kind of political payoff person that wanted to keep me quiet. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is just the beginning of what the exposures are going to be. Every show I put out a piece by piece by piece until we get to the point. I talked about the water bonds and the foreign nations buying our water districts, the concept of reusable water being used in our irrigation system in terms for our food, and the people making the cover-ups in terms of the whole process of the poisonous concepts. And the biggest thing that's coming out is the fact that the bottled water concept, well, it's tap water, was a thing, a lot of plastic involved and the whole thing. Well, folks, America, if you drink the tap water and you weren't anything, you're over 15,000 disinfectant byproducts. You have 1,500 disinfectant byproducts that can come the other way and work it through into the human body. I have chloramine causes colonal health damage, which
month. And you know something else? A lot of these folks have homes outside of the country, and that's why politicians in Mexico like the open border, for example, because you've got a flow of $10 to $20 billion a year coming back into Mexico in cash money, coming back from folks that are working up here, coming back to their real homes in Mexico. You got a lot of folks in Central America who have their real homes and most of their family in that country, and some throughout the world. So the idea that everybody who came to the United States is homeless, and that if we deport them, they're going to be without a home, is a myth. Lots of these folks have got homes, and you know something else, Terry? This country has invested not only billions of dollars around the world, but you know, over the last 100 years or so, 619,000 Americans have died on battlefields around the world, in many cases giving freedom to the people in those countries
that
they fought in. There is no Nazi Germany to send people back to because we took care of Nazi Germany. We defeated them. There's no Imperial Japan to send people back to because we liberated Japan and they now have a democracy. And throughout the world, we've created freedom where there wasn't freedom before. And so there's an equity argument here that when the United States of America has done so much to give freedom and prosperity to the rest of the world, I think we've got a pretty good argument to folks who want to come here to tell those folks, stay in your own country, make a go of it, use that freedom that American soldiers bled and died for to give
well
you.
Said.
and make your country a great place.
You know what I always say, and Duncan, I had never said it that way. That's very well said. The way I always put it is slightly differently. You know, stay home. Do what we did. Have a revolution if necessary. Have a civil war if necessary. It's a horrible thing, but sometimes it's necessary. Stay home and build a country that you won't run away from. But you can't do that by coming here, because you're going to drag this down and make it into a place similar to the one you left. I mean, that's no good. I heard you made a statement during the debates, and you were great during the debates. I want to tell you that. You said something about your father. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, you know, I talked about my dad as a model for where I think the Republican Party should go, and the commentator was talking. I think it was Rick Hume or one of the other Fox guys was asking, of course, about the latest scandal in Washington D.C. and I reminded him, I talked to him about my dad as a model for what I think is the ethic of being involved in politics. And doing things for your country, not from a selfish perspective, but because it's the right thing to do. My dad was a Marine in World War II, came back to the States and made a little money in developing land in Southern California, and he packed all of us up, took us to Washington D.C. We drove across the country to Washington D.C. And we bought a little farm outside of D.C. about 50 miles out, and Dad walked into the headquarters of the National Republican Party and told the guy that was running the party at that time that his name was Bob Hunter, and he was here to give him a year of his life as a volunteer to help turn this country around. Jeez. And Dad set up the first recording studios there in Washington, D.C., where Republicans could come and record their weekly radio messages. In fact, then Congressman Jerry Ford, later President Jerry Ford, was one of the guys that did a weekly television show at that little studio. The point was that my dad, during his entire life, volunteered politically. And if you had a special election going on in 30 miles away from our home in Riverside, California, he'd put all the kids in the station wagon, and we'd head out and we'd campaign for that particular person.
So you grew up.
Dad never asked for anything from government. Never wanted a position. Never wanted a job.
Mm-hmm.
Never wanted a legislative provision in a bill. He did these things because he thought that this country was worth fighting for and worth working for, and that politics was indeed a noble endeavor. And I believe it.
Well, you grew up around people who volunteered. I am recent to that group, but I see the necessity of it now. And if we don't step up and do something, and I want to tell you somebody, there's somebody else in your family that I met. We went to the Feet to the Fire event in Washington a few months ago, and I went to your office, not to bail you out like we did some of the offices. We went there just to say thank you to you, because we did that with quite a few. And I met a lady there who claimed to be your wife. What a sweet lady. Very nice lady. And I see now where your greatness comes from, because as they say, there's always a woman, always a woman behind every great man. And this was a very, very nice lady who made us feel very welcome there. So I appreciated that. Congressman, what do you think is going to happen with this election? I mean, let's go over to the other side. Let's talk about the Democrats. Do you see anything over there that America can be proud of?
Boy, I tell you, they've got a slim field. And
oh,
you know,
man.
What happened? In a way, you know, we've had this shift in that in the old days you had lots of conservative Democrats. Today, most of the conservative Democrats have now moved over to the Republican side because the Democrat Party, the majority of the Democrat Party, is so far to the left that conservatives don't feel they have a home there anymore. And that's really been bad for the country. And I say that as a Republican who welcomes the numbers of conservatives coming over from the Democrats and changing to Republican. But, you know, it was good in the old days to have Democrats who in some cases were conservative. And conservative, for example, in national defense. Harry Truman believed in a strong national defense, for example. John Kennedy believed in a strong national defense. The Democrats who have risen to leadership positions over the last 5 to 10 years have been uniformly liberal. That's been bad for our country, and I think they've got a very thin field. And I don't say that as a You know, I don't think I'm any great shakes as a candidate. I think we're all...
No, you say it because it's true. You say it because the rest of us see it the same way. It's ridiculous to me. I mean, the people that they've got running over there are just, I mean, they're so far to the left, as you said, but they're drifting further to the left. And America doesn't want that. I mean, there are some people who are happy with what their party is who are Democrats. But most people, and I've got my finger on it here. I mean, I get the emails. I get the phone calls. These people, the Democrats, are not as liberal as their party would think they are. Most of them are very dissatisfied.
They're very
dissatisfied.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, if you look at candidates who are well known, they've got very high negative ratings, and so this is a big open contest this year. There's no heir apparent coming out of the vice president's office in terms of the Republican side. So this is an open race for the presidency. And you know something, on the Republican side, we've all got a chance. And you know that's what you get in America. You get a chance. And I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to run hard as I can.
That's what we want from you.
And you know, incidentally, I've got a son who's in Afghanistan right now. He's a Marine captain. He's running for Congress because he came back, got out of the Marines.
Tell him what he told you about your congressional seat.
Oh yeah, he said he was going to run for my seat whether I left it or not.
I love it. You got to love that spirit. Congressman, we're coming up on about a minute. I got a hard break. We want to thank you for coming on. We want to applaud you on, and we wish the best to you. We hope that it goes well for you because I want to say this to you, and I'm not blowing smoke at you. You've got a lot of great people, especially out there on freerepublic.com. They love you there. And there's so many other people who think the world of you because of your stance on this issue and other issues. And we just hope that it goes well for you. You're doing well. You are our voice. You speak for us. The things that we don't have the power to be said or heard, you do that for us, and we thank you for that.
Many thanks. And if folks go to our website at gohunter08.com, They can take a look at that great double border fence that works so well in San Diego that we're going to build across the southern border of the United States.
GoHunter08.com.
Yes, sir.
Congressman Duncan Hunter, we appreciate your time. Congressman, thanks for coming on with us, and good luck.
And many thanks.
All right, buddy. You take care. Duncan Hunter, folks, what a guy. Here's a guy who talks our talk. And he walks the walk, and we appreciate it. We really tried hard to get him on here. It hasn't been easy, but you know how it is when you're running for president. They've got so many things to do, and it's a tough road. We appreciate his time, and we appreciate what he does. We appreciate Tom Tancredo. We appreciate Ron Paul for what he does and the things he says. He's got his own style, but I'll say one thing about him. He keeps it real. And he never fluctuates, you know what I mean? And this is what I like about people that are consistent. Another guy who's consistent and doesn't fluctuate is our buddy, Mr. Sabeda, Augustin Sabeda. Here's a guy who will tell you what he thinks of you in this country. This is courtesy of CCIR. You tell me who's the bigot, who's the racist. Let me know.
Augustin Sabeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Our ally, intelligent, conservative, talk radio.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of L.A.'s 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. You notice I don't use the I word. The illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Nice having Duncan Hunter on. What a guy. And I meant everything I said about his wife. A very nice lady. Made us feel very welcome there. You know, politicians are a funny breed. You know, the old story about what do politicians and diapers have in common, you know? They're both full of... But every once in a while, you find a guy who isn't. You find somebody that you can depend on, you can put faith in, you can rely upon, and that's what we've got here. We've got a guy who's good as gold. I say the same thing about Tom Tancredo. These are people that have fought the fight and have kept it real, as they say. And we, you know, if you're gonna support somebody, like I always tell people, do not send money to any political party ever under any circumstance. Send the money to a candidate that you like, somebody who speaks your language, somebody that understands what you're talking about. We're going to get straight to the phones now. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. How did it go in Phoenix for Ramos and Compeon?
It was great, Steve. A really, really nice event. I can't tell you how many people were there. It was at a, God, I don't know how to put it. We was at a bar and out in about 30 miles north of Phoenix. And it was really nice, outdoors. Quite a few people were there. A lot of people that that you know we know from this movement showed up from California, and William Gein came out from North Carolina. People came from Nashville, Tennessee. People came from all over the country. It's really nice.
No protesters, huh?
Oh, absolutely not. They had one idiot showed up from a New Times magazine, newspaper, toilet paper, whatever they call it there in Phoenix, Arizona, and he. You know, I can just can't wait to see what he wrote about the event. But no, there was no protest whatsoever. We were really unmolested, and it was nice because it was a good cause.
Well, all right.
And lots of money too, Steve. They took in lots of money.
That's good. That's good. For those people, listeners out there who couldn't make it, I want to give the AmericanFreedomWriters.com listing of the events coming up on the 15th. Now, this is the same list that I read last week. That are for the second Saturday of each month. I just read it from the August schedule, assuming that that was going to be the second. But he's got it shifted this month, and so he's got the second Saturday, the September 15th. He's got that listed on the American Freedom Writers website, and that's really the third one. But I'm going to read it anyway. And so Las Vegas, for all you new listeners out there, Chicago, Illinois, San Jose, California, excuse me, Fort Myers, Florida, Honolulu, Hawaii, Miami, Florida, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Hollywood, California. If you go to AmericanFreedomWriters.com and scroll way down, they'll have the contact information for the people in those localities to do it. Ramos and Compeon are still rotting in jail, so move up out of your armchair patriot position, everybody, and get out there and support these guys.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
AmericanFreedomWriters.com in conjunction with Roger Hedgecock of San Diego COGO put this event on. It was a really good event, and they were to be applauded. Lots of bikers, lots of bikes, lots of biker chicks. It was just a really, really nice event. And you know what, folks? Roger Hedgecock took about $30,000 down there. Phil Valentine from a talk show from Nashville, he brought out another $5,000 or $6,000. I don't know what they took in while we were there. It was an additional amount of money. It was really nice, though. We really, really had a fabulous time, and I enjoyed it. Let's go to a guy I met there. His name is Steve Laurie. He's running for the mayor position in Phoenix, Arizona. That'll be a good one. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Well, how are you? I appreciate you having me on, Terry.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Tell the folks about yourself.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was glad to hear Duncan on your show. I've got something in common with him. We went to the same law school. So you're on the right track.
He's a good guy.
I think he's a real good guy.
Absolutely.
The deal is this. I'm running against the incumbent. It's just my opponent and me on the ballot this Tuesday in Phoenix. We want to get people out on 9/11 to vote in Phoenix. That's the important thing. We just finished our show a couple hours ago in Phoenix on the local station. You're on there, 1100. But that's the big issue that I mentioned to you, and I appreciate you giving me some time on your show to let the people know. That's the big issue here because, you know, one thing we want to deal with is this immigration issue in Phoenix. Of course, huge issue right in the eye of the storm. But
you guys in the eye of the storm too, and you know they're quick to tell us, Steve, well, this is a federal issue. You can't do anything at the state or municipal level. That's not true. These municipalities are forming all types of policies across the country, like Hartford and San Francisco making themselves sanctuary cities. Well, what we're trying to do, Hartford's not the right place. Where is it? New Haven, Connecticut. It's a sanctuary city. You can set a tone in the city if you're the leader of that city, how that city is going to recognize the illegal aliens, whether they're going to be hostile to them as they should, and whether or not they're going to be friendly as they should not. So it is a local issue.
Well, it absolutely is a local issue. Now, it's easy for What we have here in Phoenix is we have the current mayor who wants to continue the status quo. He wants to have cheap labor. Of course, we get the bill on it. The people get the bill. But his supporters, big business, want that cheap labor. And so he pushes that. He won't do anything about it. He puts this excuse forward. Well, passes the buck. It's a federal issue. As you say, it's not. Federal law is comprehensive. It allows us to enforce that law
on a local level. That's right. That's right.
By deputizing the local police. Now, also here in Phoenix, we have that operations order, which creates a sanctuary city. You know, the order that tells the police, hey, you can't do anything about immigration violations. So that's a violation of federal law in and of itself for the city to have that order, okay? So step one, on January 2nd, we get that seat, we're going to repeal that order, and we're going to start cross-deputizing the local police so that they can go out and enforce immigration law, and we'll solve this immigration problem in Phoenix.
That's a good thing.
You know, obviously it's going to go out to other areas.
That's good.
Steve,
if you fix it where you are, as Oklahoma did, as Georgia has done, if you fix it in your state or your city, they're going to go other places. And the more cultural and civic breakdown those other places have with the schools, the hospitals, the wages, the more that happens, the more they're going to say, we got to do like Phoenix is doing.
Right.
We got to do like the state of Oklahoma, the state of Georgia is doing. If we don't do it, we're going to be overrun. Right now, the Oklahoma people are running to Arkansas and Kansas, and guess what? Guess what Arkansas and Kansas are talking about doing? The same thing Oklahoma did. So everywhere that does this will have the advantage over those who don't, and those who don't will have to emulate those who did. Steve, I got to go. I want to try to get to some of these callers. You got any information you want to give out to the folks before we go?
If you want, I'd appreciate it. If you want to take a quick look, SteveLaurie2007.com. That's LORY2007.com. And please come out and vote if you're in Phoenix or you know people in Phoenix. We need a big vote on Tuesday.
That mayor there has been against us on this issue from day one. Here's a guy that's talking the talk, folks. Steve, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Talk to you. Take care.
All right, let's go to Brenda calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Brenda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. First, I want to say hi to you from everyone on the Minuteman Forum chat room. We all get together on Sunday and listen to your show.
Well, thank you. That's nice. I appreciate it.
I'm calling at this time to ask everyone to sign the petition for American workers. It is going to be given to all presidential candidates and elected officials in Washington. The petition is asking them to address the crisis facing American workers and to commit to preserving U.S. jobs for U.S. citizens, not illegals, and not to increase the number of HB1 visas. The petition can be found at www.americanworker.org.
One more time.
www.americanworker.org.
Okay, Brenda, we appreciate that. And thanks for all you folks getting together and listening to us on Sunday night. We appreciate it.
Yeah, the hour goes by so fast. It's not an hour and a half or 2 hours or something.
Brenda, fastest hour on radio. You should see it from where I sit, though. It's just, it's like 10 minutes, you know. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you. Take care. Call us again.
Okay.
You know, speaking of the American worker, as everybody knows, the Mexican trucks have started into the country. And we are against Mexican trucks coming here for a number of reasons. Number one, it's going to take the jobs away from American truckers. Number two, the Mexican trucks are dangerous. Number three, we don't know what's in the backs of these trucks. There's 100 reasons why we don't want the trucks here. But I've got to say this about the Teamsters. And you Teamsters out there, I'm not on you. I'm not angry at you Teamsters who actually sit your butt in the truck and put your feet on the pedals. I'm not talking about you. I want to protect your job, but I have a disdain for your rotten, piss-poor union. Your union is one of the worst representatives for the American worker I have ever seen in my life. Unbelievable. What's the guy's name, Mike?
Ken Delora.
Santangelo. Santangelo was on the radio the other night with Al Rantel. This guy is for amnesty. This guy is pro-illegal alien, but he wants us to support his union to keep the Mexican trucks out. Well, I don't want the Mexican trucks here. I say that again. I'm not saying I want them here, but I'm telling you, you Teamsters need to get together and get these clowns to understand you don't want amnesty. If they amnesty these people, some of them are going to take your job. But your union, go to your website and put in immigration reform, and you tell me what it says. It says amnesty. This guy Santangelo and Hoffa, these guys are not your friends. These guys want amnesty. They are against the guest worker program, not because the guest worker program will hurt the American worker. Oh, no. They are afraid that the illegal alien who comes here in the guest worker program will be exploited. That's their only concern. That is their only concern. And then... When the guy was getting beat up on the radio, he starts playing the race card. Well, you just don't want these people here because these people are brown skinned. And you know that somebody ought to tell him the race card's about 15 years expired. It's gone. It's old. It's done. It doesn't work anymore. You know, but that's the card he played. Unbelievable. He's asking for our support, but then he wants amnesty for the very people that are going to come in here and take American workers' jobs. Unbelievable. Let's go to John calling from Santa Monica. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, you're right on, Terry, and I'm the guy that busted that guy. I busted him on the Doug McIntyre show in the morning, and I got his screener to print that out and give that to Al Rantel, and I've been tracking these clowns.
Unbelievable, John. Did you hear this guy? Here's a guy. This guy wants amnesty. And then he says, well, they ask him, well, do you have illegal aliens in your union? Oh, yeah, we got a lot of them. So what?
And I'll tell you what. Terry, I say bring it on. I say the more Mexican truckers, the more violence, the more explosions. I want to see CHP escorts on illegal alien trucks through this country because the Teamsters need to get their mind right like Cool Hand Luke.
Cool Hand Luke, that's right.
I'll tell you what, there's a million Teamsters that we needed in this fight that are missing in action. They have 20 categories, airlines, bakeries, breweries, building materials, call hard, dairy, food processing, freight, graphic communications, motion pictures, newspaper, parcel, small ports, public services, rail, solid waste, tank haul. All of those trades are getting trashed, and these clowns, it's De Santangelo, and he sounds like a Deems and Does mafia clown. And I tell you what, I think the Teamster bosses are sold out. And all of you people listening need to, on every talk show where these clowns are out there trying to gin up support, you go in there and bust them. Just go to their website. It's printed right up front. They don't hide it.
Right there in black and white. We want amnesty.
And Terry, I thank you very much for bringing that up. Another thing is, Terry, you need to put your address out there because it's NPR collection time here. Everybody get out your checkbook and write a $10 damn check, okay, to Terry Anderson Show.
Or more if you can afford it.
Well, yeah, something. Just
John, we appreciate it.
Terry, you're the best. Great interview, great show. You're the only guy on radio that's at the tip of the spear, my friend.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
My buddy John, he emails me all the time. Let's go to Steven calling from South Pasadena. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Just a piece of interesting news. You might not have heard it yet. Tonight in Coral Gables, Florida, we had a historic event. The first presidential debate in Spanish in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Accomplishment of the Bush administration,
of course. It was on Univision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of those who participated, Dennis Kucinich, promised the audience to make Spanish the second national language of the United States if he is elected.
Oh, that's good stuff. Tell him who got the biggest applause when he came in.
I'm not sure. I wasn't watching it from the beginning.
Bill Richardson got the biggest applause.
Oh, he had a complaint because he was not allowed to answer in Spanish. And he made a complaint because the rule was all of the participants were supposed to answer in English.
Wow.
And he complained, indicating that we have 43 million Spanish speakers in the U.S., and it is disappointing that he is not allowed to speak to them in Spanish.
Well, Stephen, I would hope that those 43 million Spanish speakers would learn to speak English. And I don't say we should be monolingual. Any language a person wants to learn, that's up to them, or any language they're born with, they should retain that language and pass it on to their children. When we say learn English. What we're talking about is when we do business on our ballots, you know, in our schools, we want our kids taught in the same language. We should be proud that we live in a country that speaks the same language. We are not saying that you cannot speak another language at home. And I don't mean you, Stephen. I mean anybody. What we are saying is we as a country should be monolingual with our business, with our communication, so that we would have no confusion as they do in Montreal and other places. But no, we don't accept that as an attribute. We say it's a detriment because we should all speak many, many languages. Well, that's a personal thing if you want to do it. If you don't, you know, don't.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Stephen. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the time and thanks for taking the call.
Call me again.
Have a good one. God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
What's up? Well, my wife told me that her daughter told her that she went to our youngest grandson just started kindergarten. She went to a parent-teacher meeting, and they had to translate it all into Spanish for the bulk of the parents. I was pretty outraged to hear that.
Well, here in L.A., if you're lucky, you'll get an English translator, because in a lot of the elementary schools, they speak only Spanish at the PTA meetings, and if you're an English speaker, you may not have anybody there to translate for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I remember I dumped my cell phone service with AT&T about 3 or 4 years ago, because I was talking to one of these green-haired, nipple-ring, liberal idiot moron college dropout affirmative action appointees, and she told me, she goes, oh, don't give me no BS about us speaking Spanish. Half the people in America speak Spanish. And I said, no, they don't, and God help us if they ever do.
Well, you know, if it's like I just told Stephen, if you want to speak it as a second language, fine, or Lithuanian, or Icelandic, or Mongolian. I don't care what you speak. That's your business. You know, a lot of my friends speak Ebonics. You know, but here's the thing. That should be the secondary language. We should not, as Stephen said, Dennis Kucinich wants to put Spanish up as the equal language to English. Boy, you talk about catering to people. Man, this guy's just lapping at them like crazy, kissing them all over their exposed bodies. I mean, this is ridiculous. English is the language of this country. English is the language of the world, actually. When you think about it, what do all the air traffic controllers have to speak? What do all the pilots have to speak? It is the language of commerce. I'm not saying it's better than any other language. I'm saying it is the main language of the world. And to say that we're going to elevate another language to be equal with English is foolish. That happened in Canada, and you see the problems they've had.
Oh, definitely. And I want to say a couple more things. I watched the debate, and I noticed that Giuliani seems to be in favor of the fake fence more than the real fence.
Yeah, he keeps talking about the technology, yeah.
Right, and then, of course, pretty boy Floyd Romney, he did a little Freudian slip when he was talking to Wallbanger after the debate, and he was talking about immigration. He says, oh, yeah, what we need for our workforce. And I was like, well, I got outraged. It was like, hey, dumb shit. We don't need any foreign workers.
Greg, we can't use that word on.
I know. I apologize.
It's okay. It happens. I understand, but we got to be careful what we say. I gotta go, Greg. Let me get to a few more callers. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. It happens. That's radio. Let's go to Frank calling from L.A. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mike Savage is getting bombarded by illegal aliens who are trying to take him off the air. They're trying to cut down the voice of Americans who are speaking up against them, the fairness doctrine, and the same thing they'll try to hush you up too, Terry. I would just suggest I was on my heart thinks that you should call him, and I'll bet you Mr. Savage will let you get on the air, and it'll boost your show. He's in the same corner you're in.
I would love. I tried to communicate with Michael Savage one time. You would have a better chance communicating with Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Well,
you know, and
he's been
dead for about 65 years. Hold on, Frank. I agree with you, and I would love to communicate with the guy, but it's almost impossible. But what they're doing to him up there is really outrageous. What he said, folks, for those of you who don't know, there was a bunch of guys who were going to, I think they were illegal aliens or friends of illegal aliens, and they were going to have a hunger strike, and what Michael Savage says, Willie, I hope you starve to death. Well, so do I. I mean, you know what? If that's your goal is to have a hunger strike, show me, prove to me that you mean it. I don't believe you. And the only way you're going to prove it to me is if I'm going to have a hunger strike because I believe in something so much, I'm ready to die for it. And if they're not ready to die, they're not real. And that's what he said, and they're going off on this guy, Frank. The city council...
Tell Washington the fairness doctrine, they cannot silence the voice of America.
No, they can't.
The Constitution. And then the other thing is, sir, if you could... We need to start a bill immediately before this next election to block illegal aliens from voting because they vote multiple times and they vote by instruction.
It's a little harder.
LaRaza tells them what to do. They're bum rushing America right now. We cannot let illegal aliens go and vote. They're getting over on us. There's more than 40 million ballots been in there. If they audit the actual names of the people that have voted, you're going to find out that all these illegals have voted. It needs to be public information. If you're a registered voter, everybody should be able to access it. Now, how can a guy named Jose Martinez vote in five different states? He ain't even in our country.
I don't care what your name.
Illegal aliens have no...
Frank, hold on, Frank. I don't care what your name is. You shouldn't be able to vote in an election, regardless of what your name is, more than one time. But to pass a bill... to stop them from voting is not that easy because in the state of California, everything is so liberal. You know, the state of Arizona just made it where they have to show ID when they go to vote. They have to show ID when they go to register to vote. Do you know the problems they had? They got that voted in Arizona, and they've been attacking it ever since. Now, you tell me why would anybody attack a law that says you have to prove who you are when you go to vote? It protects us all. But no, those who are fighting it, the rotten ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these Rasa Nazi organizations, they're the ones who fight it because they want the illegal alien to continue to vote. That's what it's all about.
Right. We got to stop it. We got to block it. You cannot because it's fraud. If you go in there and
Hold on, Frank. I'm with you. But saying we got to stop it ain't that easy because in the state of California, you'll never get nothing like that put through right now because the liberal mindset of the people in this state, it would be almost impossible.
Take it to Congress. It's got to go to the White House. Got to go to Bush. Last thing he's ever got to do is block the illegal vote.
All right, Frank.
If you go up there and you say you're
got to go, Frank. I got to go. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
You should get on Savage Show, sir, because you can't let your voice be cut down.
See what we can do. Thanks for the call, Frank. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
The trucks, there are some people with these Mexican trucks who are for it, and those are the ones that you can't help. But some people are undecided about it, and they're waiting and seeing. There is no waiting and seeing. So for the undecided people... who's saying, oh, the goods are going to be cheaper, it might help us in. Don't forget what's inside of the trucks. Don't forget the crime that's going to go up. Don't forget the more babies coming in. Don't forget about the people who are really coming in. And forget of the increase in unemployment.
There should be no dispute about that, Frank. Excuse me, Ron. There should be no dispute that the trucks are bad news for America. The only problem is the Teamsters are also bad news for America. Ron, thanks.
Unions went down, I would say, in 1960.
They need to go down because unions suck. Unions are anti-American. Now, not all of them, and not the union members, but the unions themselves do not stand for what they used to. Got to go, Ron. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, Elliot, you got about 10 seconds. I'm sorry. Elliot.
I'll make it short. Do you know Ron Paul's going to be in town on Wednesday? He's going to be at USC. They got a rally for him at Bovard Auditorium near the Tommy Trojan statue about 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay.
And don't be fooled. We mustn't be fooled by Fred Thompson. I think he sucks as much as Giuliani McCain and all of
that. I do too, Elliot. I've checked his voting record on this issue, and it's horrible. Elliot, thanks for that information. We appreciate it, buddy.
You're welcome.
Take care. All right, folks, end of the show. I want to remind everybody out there, we need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget the swings. We got two great ones 9/11 was an inside job. No, it's not what you're thinking. Just read it. It's good stuff. And a bunch of SOBs. Good stuff. You can read it on our website this week with the Swings. I want to thank my engineer, Alex Connell, and my buddy, Mike Reed, showed up tonight, my ex-engineer. It was great to see Mike, Engineer Deluxe. I want to thank Mel Haffenfeld for taking your calls. My producer, Mike Wolner. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress, had a motorcycle accident. Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. Mark Edwards coming on right after us in Phoenix, the Wake Up America.com. Kevin James every weekday night here on Carol A, 9 to 11. Buy something American this week. Don't forget those three websites at TerryAndersonShow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at ImmigrationBuzz.com. And for up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying, and we'll be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention.